trust ye in the Lord forever. For in the Lord Jehovah is everlasting strength. Isaiah chapter 26, verse 4. Seeing that we have such a God to trust to, let us rest upon Him with all our weight. Let us resolutely drive out all unbelief and endeavor to get rid of doubts and fears which so much mar our comfort, since there is no excuse for fear where God is the foundation of our trust. A loving parent would be sorely grieved if his child could not trust him. And how ungenerous, how unkind is our conduct when we put so little confidence in our Heavenly Father, who has never failed us, and who never will. It were well if doubting were banished from the household of God. But it is to be feared that old unbelief is as nimble nowadays as when the psalmist asked, "Is his mercy clean gone forever? Will he be favorable no more?" David had not made any very lengthy trial of the mighty sword of the giant Goliath, and yet he said, "There is none like it." He had tried it once in the hour of his youthful victory, and it had proved itself to be of the right metal, and therefore he praised it ever afterwards. Even so should we speak well of our God. There is none like unto him in the heaven above or the earth beneath. To whom then will he liken me, or shall I be equal, saith the Holy One? There is no rock like unto the rock of Jacob, our enemies themselves being judges. So far from suffering doubts to live in our hearts, we will take the whole detestable crew as Elijah did the prophets of Baal and slay them over the brook, and for a stream to kill them at, we will select the sacred torrent which wells forth from our Savior's wounded side. We have been in many trials, but we've never yet been cast where we could not find in our God all that we needed. Let us then be encouraged to trust in the Lord forever, assured that His everlasting strength will be, as it has been, our succor and stay.